I'm visiting with Richard and Kathy McDonald. They serve in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They've been on radio there since Christmas Eve 1992 and a potential audience of 3 million people in the Bukavu area. They're with Believers Express Service. They're partners with HCJB Global, and they just won the International Impact Award at the 2010 National Religious Broadcasters. And I want to close this time with just asking you a question about a story that might jump into your mind when you think about the station there in Bukavu.
Well, to me right now in my mind, I think of the year 2000, and it was like an anniversary of when we had started the day before Christmas. But the city was under siege, and a third of it had been taken by the Mai Mai. About 900 soldiers and their commander came up from about 500 miles away, and they had pillaged for about 3 days up in the mountains, and we knew that they had pillaged our radio clubs there, and they had our little Galcom radios. And so we went off the air, and we prayed all night, and we came on in the morning, and no one showed up for work. None of the radios were on the air. And Kathy and I felt like we're in desperation. All night we were worried that we'd be overrun and the station destroyed. We called for our journalists to come, wanting to come into the station. And I began myself with a challenge to the listeners to come, let us reason together, saith the Lord, and then discuss with them from Psalms and Proverbs, with the idea that these men were listening. And when my journalist came, Gregoire continued in this type of presentation with some music and discussion and teaching. And all through the morning and through the afternoon, he continued. We didn't know until 5 or 6 years later the results of that. But at the end of the day, we realized the fighting had stopped and things cleared up, and we went on with the day after Christmas, everything fine. And we sent Gregoire down to the area of Fizi, about 500 miles away, and he toured the area for a month. And when he would visit with the soldiers and military, he would hear these Mai Mai soldiers, and they would say, you know, you were just too strong for us. Your message was too strong. We'd throw away our fetishes, and we saw that only God could protect us, because before they thought that Mai Mai water on them would protect them from bullets and make them invisible and so on. But he's preached the message. Then he met the commander and interviewed him. His name is Richard. And Richard shared that that day he listened, and he decided at the end of the day that he didn't need to destroy the city or the radio station. He accepted the Lord. And he said to his men, I want to go home and go back to Fizi. And they all followed him and went back. And when they got there, first thing they did was to build a church. And it was in the year 2000 that this happened. But in 2001, February, HEJB sent two engineers out, and they put up our shortwave. And so in February, they started listening to us and recording our messages from the shortwave, and they would share them with other military and with other people. And then gradually, they all integrated into the National Army, and then Richard became one of the leaders in getting other forces transitioned from an enemy position into the National Forces, and he runs a camp where they retrain former enemy as National soldiers, and he has a ministry that way. But they also help us get radios to other groups of military and to the Interahamwe and other groups that are still in conflict. And we have a real ministry that the Lord has given to bring the truth, which helps to change lives and change their attitude and their disposition and peace. So we're thankful for that. And we just praise the Lord that it's something that gradually became known to us years after it happened.
What a wonderful story, and it does speak of the impact that you've had there in that part of the world. You're partnering with Galcom Radios. They've put 15,000 pre-tuned radios out throughout your region. You're partnering with, or you're members of Believers Express Service. You're partnering with HCJB Global, and now you're a part of National Religious Broadcasters. How can we pray for you?
For wisdom and for outreach. We feel the Lord has given us an opportunity for a reason. We're getting a little older, and it's getting harder. But as we have the permission to have a national network, we've had all these years just kind of sitting, waiting for opportunity, but we've always had the opportunity, the permission to set up a national network, and as we are developing it, we need to put out relays, FM relay stations about 500 miles from Bukavu, so that our signal in shortwave can then be rebroadcast locally automatically in these relay stations. And we're already doing it some, but the authorities and everyone are encouraging us to go ahead. So as we have time and energy and we're able, and the Lord provides the opportunity, we just need to develop that outreach so that the word can impact in a more dense, complete, thorough way. Shortwave is working, and we were able to put shortwave receivers out there, but FM is a much more accessible instrument for the local population. So we're just praying that the Lord will give us the wisdom and the opportunity to complete that project.
Well, let me pray for you here. Lord, I want to thank you for Richard and Kathy for their commitment, the way you prepared them for this ministry, for bringing them together, for putting that spark of love in their hearts, for helping them get back to Africa. And Lord, here it is now 18 years down the road, and they have touched so many lives in so many languages, seven languages, Lord, and these 300 radio clubs going, plus people stopping by and people they meet in the community. And Lord, I thank you. It's been these wars going on and the desperation of that area and this little beacon of light, as Kathy has described it, in that dark place, giving hope to all of these people. Lord, I do pray for wisdom and as they continue to reach out to that part of the world. And I pray if your favor would shine upon this FM national network and let them put these relays in. And thank you that HCJB can be a part of that. And thank you that Galcom is willing to share these pre-tuned radios with them. And Lord, I just thank you for the army you've raised up to reach those people in this part of the world. And I pray your blessings upon them, especially upon Richard and Kathy McDonald. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.